It's the radio segment that's launching a new line of scented markers. Oh. And he's doing cheeses from around the world.
That's amazing.
Mm. I love it.
I'm going to highlight my tax forms with some aged Swiss brie.
Ooh, I like it.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Yeah. And those other provoloners just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Payson, Utah. A pregnant woman was shopping at a Walmart recently when she started having stomach pains.
Uh-oh. That is not the sound of a pregnant woman having stomach pains.
Could have fooled me.
Sounds like an old man.
And right as she was in line to check out, she figured out she'd gone into labor.
Ooh.
So she asked the manager to call 911.
Oh, my God!
Oh.
But here's the thing. That baby was coming before authorities could arrive.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
So the staff ran to grab towels and blankets for the birth right there in the checkout line.
Oh. Wow.
Did they make him pay for him first?
I bet they did.
Know? Well, the woman had something else in mind she had to get done before the baby came out. And that was, she needed to pay for all of her stuff.
What? Wait, what?
It's okay. It's okay. We could do that later.
She's like, I have 4 coupons. Yeah. Let me get them.
The manager says, quote, she was down on her knees and insisted on paying for her merchandise by trying to hand us her credit card.
It was her, not management. It was her.
There is no way this is this woman's first child. She's like, I have 4 of these at home. It's fine. Just get through this.
The employees are like, you know, that's just not important right now. But through the quick breaths and painful moans, the woman wasn't having it and finally yelled, will someone please scan my damn card?
She's going to name her daughter Devin.
So they did what she said, and they ran her card, and then she had her baby.
Wow. First time someone actually was worried about stealing something from Walmart.
Just imagine her. No, it's a chip one. You have to put the chip in first.
Tap it longer.
And that's when the EMTs finally showed up and took him to the hospital. Mom and baby are both doing great.
Aww. That's awesome.
And they didn't have to pay any bag fees.
Everybody wins. That's a big discount.
This next Laser Story is out of Colfax, Louisiana. Cops got a call earlier this week from some people who saw one of their neighbors wandering around his yard in a bath towel, carrying a knife, and talking to his trees.
So now everything's a crime. Am I right?
I didn't see anything wrong with it either, Brooke. And when they got there, 26-year-old David Maxwell was very happy to see them.
Going to help defend them against the trees? Is that what's going on?
Not quite. The reason he told officers on why he was outside was because there was ghosts in his house.
Hard to handcuff a ghost if you're a cop.
It's tough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, still, he asked the cops to go inside and search the house for ghosts and arrest them.
Uh-oh.
Who's got some sage we can burn? Quick.
I would be the fun cop, and I would do it. I'd be like, dude, come on, we're killing time. Like, let's go in there.
Well, apparently there were fun cops on patrol because the police said yes.
What?
Oh, no way.
The cops went in, and turns out their search didn't find any ghosts.
Oh, always hiding from the cops.
But surprisingly, it did turn up a lot of drugs.
Weird.
Didn't see that coming.
Shocking.
David was then arrested for possession of crystal meth, possession of illegal prescription painkillers, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His response to that? It wasn't his. The ghost left it there.
Of course.
Hey, like, ghosts can get addicted too, you guys.
He's like, plus, that ghost has a warrant. Yeah. How are you not arrested?
This next Laser Story is out of Fall Headquarters. Officially, Alexis, the pumpkin spice fans are now out of control.
Like 6 years ago.
Well, it's getting worse because we talked about this recently, but the biggest disappointment of the fall season, according to Google search, were from people who came up empty when they were looking for pumpkin spice trash bags. So what happened? The brand Hefty heard about that and churned out a few thousand packages of them and started selling them online. Almost immediately, they sold out.
A mix of like pumpkin spice and rotten food.
Mine's
like, is that the scent you get? Food.
And Hefty was selling them for $6 a box, but people are already hawking them on eBay now for $100.
Dang.
It's because Hefty called the pumpkin spice scent a limited edition.
So it makes everything more.
Not going to be any more on the way, at least not this year. Also, it's unclear if the pumpkin spice trash scent was faint or if it was strong enough to make people's mouths water.
Tasty.
Ooh. Start eating the bag.
I want to know what's next. Like pumpkin spice scented dog poop bags.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We going with pumpkin spice diapers for the kids.
Hey,
pumpkin spice.
Why are we combining it all with excrement?
That's the new trend. Pumpkin spice urinal cakes. It's going to be the new thing. Will the phenomenon ever die out, or is pumpkin spice going to save the world? We'll find out soon. Your next laser story is out of Adulting 101.
Yeah.
I know, I hate it.
Some people in this room have never been there.
Okay, but you know what we need to do?
Update on the poll.
Ooh.
That's right.
Yes, give us a poll.
A new poll asked people what things they wish they could do freely out in public. And the results spanned everything from good deeds to innocently adjusting themselves.
You can't do good deeds freely in public since when?
So listen, here's the top ones. Number 7 is dancing in the street.
Okay.
Don't do it in traffic. Just in an open street, sure.
Still a little weird. Okay. Number 6 is adjusting your underwear.
Oh.
Don't say ooh. No, it's not hot to adjust your underwear out in public.
Not for guys.
I don't think it's hot
for
girls either.
Okay, Brooke, maybe you'll be into this one. Number 5, passing gas or burping openly.
Come on, guys. Let's all vote right now that it's allowed.
We don't need that. Yeah. Unless you can do it in pumpkin spice flavor, Alexis is definitely against it.
That's borderline.
Someone invented a pumpkin spice pill for Alexis.
Number 4 is telling someone in public you love them loudly.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
This is bad.
I do that.
With no shame. Yeah. We were living in a steakhouse the other night with my bros, and I was like, hey, man, I love you. Let me get a hug. And the hostess was like, that is so cute.
But the thing is, the people at the other tables that are watching that are like, oh, God, desperate. Number 3 is going to the movies alone.
It shouldn't be a requirement. You don't do anything with the other person.
You don't do anything with the other person in the movies, Brooke?
No. Oof. What do you do? I can't.
Let's not even go there.
Jeff's like, that's another part of the list.
Let's go to number 2. Walking down the street singing out loud.
She bangs. Oh, baby. But she moves.
You're going to get glares if you do it.
It is kind of annoying.
And finally, the number 1 thing a new poll said.
Update on the poll.
Thanks for that.
I just love the clip.
About what things they wish we could do freely out in public was complimenting a stranger.
Usually my first go-to of meeting or talking to anyone. I love your shirt.
Nice butt.
Yeah.
No, that's
different.
See, it's
usually like a neck up. We'll work on
that. That's what I'm talking about. It's a little bit dangerous. It really depends what the compliment is and who you're directing it at.
I think some like common logic and you're good.
But for example, hey, that's a nice shell you got there. And those wrinkly paws, I mean...
Yeah.
Those feet of yours, they don't make you look a day over 500. What is this?
Super old tortoise.
Constant lovemaking. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.